did want to ask you about Glasdegib, which is something you've done some research on. Can you talk about what that agent is and where you see it heading?
Yeah, Glasdegib is an interesting drug. It's a heterobifunctional smoothing inhibitor. And these drugs in this family have been approved for mostly for non-melanoma skin cancers, squamous cell carcinoma of the skin, and they've been pretty effective in that context. The important thing about this pathway is that it's an important pathway that the leukemic stem cells and the cancer stem cells in other cancers, it's been shown the same thing, use to survive. It is very important, this pathway, in embryogenesis, and it's essentially shut down as we're born. But for these cancer progenitors, it becomes a very prominent method of survival. So there's been good preclinical work showing that if you shut it down with these inhibitors, then these earlier progenitors die. So we did an early study, a phase one study with this drug, and didn't show much activity. But again, these, because of the mechanism of action, we didn't expect to give us much in aggressive proliferative disease single agent. We were gearing towards the combinations. So then we did a three-arm phase one study, combining it with either hypomethylating agents, with low-dose RSC, or with 3+7. We identified the dose, and then we expanded two of these cohorts. The one with low-dose RSC was expanded with a randomized phase 2 study of low-dose RSC alone or in combination with Glasdegib, with the primary endpoint being survival. And the responses were very positive. There was a doubling of the response rate, almost a doubling of the median survival. And the curves remain very separated. And there's a nice little tail at the end with the survival seems to have slowed down. And, you know, probably some of these patients hopefully are cured. So the 3+7 arm was also expanded. That was single arm. And compared to historical data, it looks favorable, but that was single arm. So based on these, we're starting now a phase 3 randomized study with two arms. One is for the patients that are fit for chemotherapy, 3+7 plus minus Glasdegib. And the other one is for the unfit patients for low-dose RSC plus minus Glasdegib. I think that the drug really has a strong potential. And if it really does get into that stem cell, we're still doing more studies in the lab about these, then it could be beneficial because you essentially could add it to any of the other combinations we're talking about because that's our Achilles heel, that stem cell that seems to survive.
I don't know how similar it is to the agents that are being used in basal cell, the hedgehog inhibitors, but there we hear stories about problems with food tasting bad and muscle aches. Do you see that here?
We do, but much less than with others. We also did a study with Vismodegib, which is in the same family. That one is approved for squamous cell carcinoma. That, as a single agent, it was very hard for patients. So in the randomized study with low-dose RSC, we do see a higher incidence of muscle spasms and cramps and dysgeusia, but it was only grade 1 or 2, and really nobody came off therapy because of these. So even though the patients did see these side effects, it was much milder and better tolerated, so they were able to stay on therapy for a long time.